Jesus, at the feet of Jesus. Jesus, at the feet of Jesus. Jesus, until my final breath, I'm anchored in the truth. Have a seat of you. In communion, heart to heart and face to face, you will always find me. From morning's wake until I end my day. From morning's wake until I end my day.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Praise
Bless the
God.
Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Are
Amen.
you excited
Amen.
tonight?
Yes.
I am so excited. I'm so excited. You know why? Because the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no
No
sorrow with
fat.
it. Hallelujah. The God that we serve, he gives us prosperity and wealth. As a people who
Yes.
serve him, not just spiritually, but materially. All the resources of this life belongs to us. And
Yes.
tonight we are so blessed to be a part of this financial seminar. Glory
Hallelujah.
to God. And I pray that our hearts are open, our spirits are ready to receive, to learn how to budget, how to save,
Amen.
how to invest, how to keep our fingers, put the money in the bank. Hallelujah. Tonight we welcome you and I open up in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
And I hand over now to Sis Elder Edwards, who will start devotion in Jesus' name. Bless
Amen.
the Lord.
Praise
Over
God.
to you,
Amen.
Elder
Praise
Edwards.
God.
Bless
Praise
the
God.
Lord. Bless the Lord. I am excited too, Sister Terry. I have and I have my paper because I'm gonna
Yes.
be taking notes. And I know
Yes.
that after tonight, we're all gonna be seeing some shifting in our finances in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We bless the
Amen.
Lord. Praise God. And so as we go into a time of devotion, I'm asking that every heart, everywhere, just be penitent while we consecrate our lives unto God.
Praise
Amen. So we
God.
enter into a time of consecration now. Every heart is
Amen.
required to pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We exalt you, Jesus. We
Pray.
lift you up, Jesus.
Into me,
We
God.
glorify your name, Jesus.
Come
You
into
are high, you are mighty and powerful. You are our Redeemer and friend, our Lord and Master, and
that
we give
you
you all the
fill us with your
glory,
Holy
the
Spirit.
honor, and the praise.
Cleanse us.
As we
Cleanse
come tonight, we pray for our washing and our
holiness.
cleansing, Holy God.
Hallelujah.
We pray
What
that you
you
will
want
be
from us,
with
man.
us, mighty God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
So
You said,
tonight we
wash
speak.
me, Lord, and I
Cleanse.
shall be
Cleanse.
whiter than
More.
snow. Oh God,
Wash
we
us,
pray that you will
mighty
blot
God,
out
with your
everything that
blood.
is not of
Create in us
you. Every unrighteousness,
that
divine God,
before right
oh
spirit
God Almighty, and that we are able to
God
stand in your
so that your
presence,
Holy
oh
Spirit
God Almighty,
will
with clean
penetrate
hands and pure
Almighty
hearts
Father,
in
and
the
that
name
you will
of
cleanse our
Jesus,
hearts
mighty God.
and help
And
us
when we
Lord to come
stand,
before you
Lord, oh
in
God
Jesus'
Almighty, oh
name.
praise will
Just
come up
tonight
to
in a
you, our
very special
thanksgiving
way,
will come
Lord.
up to you,
Cleanse us
hey
and
God, in the
wash
name
us,
of
mighty God.
Jesus, and there will
Already
be
the
no
Holy Lord,
hindrance,
Jesus.
mighty God of
Mighty God,
heaven.
help us to,
And
mighty
Lord, your
God,
people will
give you
receive of you
praise
and
from the
from you
inside,
the blessings that our heart so desires,
from a
mighty
clean
God
heart,
of
from a
heaven.
purified
So Lord,
heart,
we pray
that
tonight
comes
that you will have
from
your own way with
a
us. Lord, we are
purified
humans and we fail. We have shortcomings, divine God. But you
heart.
know us and you created us, Lord. Hallelujah. And you have made, oh God Almighty, some provision that when we hear, we can come to you, Holy God, and call upon your
Hallelujah.
name. Lord, so we pray in the name of Jesus even now that you will do so for us. Hallelujah. And make your people well to stand in your presence in Jesus' name. Bless
Jesus.
the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We
Thank you,
bless the name of
Jesus.
the
Bless the
Lord.
name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God.
If you're excited to be in the presence of the Lord tonight, just release your mic and just send up a praise unto God.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
Hallelujah. The
glory.
name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you the
Bless
highest
the name
praise
of
tonight,
Jesus.
Holy God, as we bless your sweet and holy name. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to be asking Sister Camille to be playing that song for us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life.
Yes, Lord. Bless our lives.
Rose of Sharon, show me how to
how to
grow in
grow
beauty
in
in God's sight.
Hallelujah.
Fairest of Gentiles, make me a reflection
of
your
your
light, of your light. Pray, day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. What's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. The master of deceit. And groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Oh, but I see you standing near me, Lord. Shining with compassion in your eyes, Lord. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak to me. Show me. I just want to be a witness that I know only you can take what's wrong in me and make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up that door.
Amen.
Shine down on us tonight. Let your love shine through us in the night. Dearest of 10,000, let me be a reflection of your light.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, saints, we are seeking to be consumed by his divine holiness, his goodness, and his truth. Hallelujah. So we are asking him to just shine down on us. Let his radiance illuminate our darkness. Hallelujah. Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill our lives tonight. Hallelujah. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow, hallelujah, in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light.
Hallelujah.
Yes, shine down on us. Let your love shine through us in the night. Saints of God, can you imagine if we allow the light of God to overtake, hallelujah, our darkness and penetrate us, mighty God, then we would certainly become a reflection of his light. My God, then his love would become, mighty God, transparent in us, no matter how thick the darkness might be around us, then the love of God would be shining through us. Hallelujah. Can we just repeat this tonight? Let your love shine through me in the night. Just open up your mic and ask the Lord to let his love, his light, his truth, mighty God, shine through us. Hallelujah. Let your love, almighty God, shine through
let
us.
Let your love shine through me in
yes,
the night.
Let your love shine through
us. In the name
tonight.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus. There's a verse, mighty God, hallelujah, that just rests on me while I listen to that song. It says, Lord, I've seen a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Everywhere you look around, the enemy's out there like a raging and a roaring lion. And you can see people falling prey to him. But tonight, as they are groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But when tonight the songwriter said, when I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes, we can't help but pray to say, Jesus, shine down on us. Let your love shine through us in the night.
Amen.
Can we praise the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Let your love shine through us, mighty
praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
We praise the Lord, saints. Mighty God, we praise the Lord. St. John 8 and verse 12 reads, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Do you yearn after the light of life tonight? Do you want to come out of your dark situation, God, and let the light of Jesus penetrate you tonight? Jesus is saying to us, I am the source of spiritual truth. I am your divine God. If you allow my light to penetrate you, to shine down on you, then the darkness of your sin-sick situations will be broken. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. He says, I am the light of the world. Jesus. Just follow me.
Yes.
Get out of your dark situation and follow me. And if you only make that commitment, hallelujah, mighty God, then you will no more walk in darkness, no more, mighty God, be consumed by the power of that deceitful one, hallelujah, because the light of God will be penetrating through us. And so tonight we just want to praise God as we commit our lives to him, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we surrender to him to let his light lead us, then we would become, hallelujah, Jesus. We would become the source that the light will shine through. The word says, let your light, let your love shine through me. Hallelujah. I'm just so consumed with this song tonight, saints of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It says, Lord, we want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong
and make it right.
And so we surrender to his Lordship tonight. Hallelujah. We surrender to the Lord tonight as we worship him. Hallelujah. As we give him praise, glory to the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let your love shine.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Tonight. Praise God.
Let us pray. Abba Father, our source, the light which leads us out of darkness into marvelous light. We bless your name tonight, Jesus. We glorify your name,
mighty God.
Jesus. We give you thanks for this opportunity that we can come together in your presence, mighty God. And we thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, we thank you that you have consumed every home that is represented here. You have consumed our hearts. And so we surrender to you tonight, almighty God. We surrender tonight's service as you lead us, mighty God, into a time where we'll be edified in you. And God, we pray that we give you the glory and the honor that you so deserve.
Yes,
Father God,
Lord,
I pray that you overtake the platform, canceling every plan of the enemy. We pray that every defense.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, intact, and the enemy, almighty God, cannot touch any device tonight. As
name
we give
of
you
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
As we give you the honor, lily of the valley.
Jesus.
Aroma, fill our hearts tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, fearless.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Of Sharon, almighty God.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
We bless your name, Jesus.
We worship
Lord,
we praise the name.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise you are wonderful.
Lord, worship
your name. Hallelujah,
name,
Jesus. Oh, my Lord with me tonight, say.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
So worthy to be.
Glory, Jesus.
And we thank you, Abba Father, that your Holy Spirit is here to guide, mighty God, and to
thank
lead
you, Jesus,
into this service. So we surrender all to you. Hallelujah. We surrender tonight. Everything we give to you, Jesus. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Hallelujah.
To your Lordship and mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight, we tell you thanks. Hallelujah. We tell you thanks, Abba Father. We
bless
your sweet and holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm just going to ask Sister Camille just to play back that first verse. After which I'll hand over to Deacon Scott. God bless you, saints of God.
Praise God.
Just a minute, sis. Let me just. Hallelujah.
Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty. God,
my God,
fairest of 10,000,
yes, Lord,
make me a reflection of your light. I pray, day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the want to be a witness, because I know only you can take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Shall we praise the Lord?
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the door.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. I pray that that's our heart's desire tonight. Hallelujah. This evening, I just want to welcome you all on behalf of our leaders of Prayer Portals to Heaven Ministries International. Welcome to our long-awaiting seminar. Amen. From depth.
Amen.
To
Amen.
We have been waiting. We have been waiting for this hour. We have prayed upon it. We have fasted upon it. We have believed God that he will send an answer to us this evening. Our leaders this evening, I want to highlight them for those of you who doesn't know. For those that doesn't know. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I'm trying to get my camera on, but it seems like I'm having technical difficulties. I'm clicking it, but it's not coming on. All right, but we'll go on. Bless the Lord. First, we have Sister Camille Pierce-Chan. Just a praise the Lord, Sister Camille. Let we all see you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus.
Next, we have Elder Eulalie Edwards.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Sister Nadine Wright.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Sister Terry and Matt Neal.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
And yours truly, Brother Everton Scott. And maybe throughout the course of the night, my camera will work. You know, I don't know what happened to it, but I won't go into that now. What a privilege to see each and every one of you here tonight, some in face, some in names, representing people who refuse to stay comfortable, people who say enough is enough and showed up ready to make a change. Today's seminar is called From Depth to Dominion. And I want you to sit with those two words for just a moment, you know, depth to dominion. For many of us, depth is a word that carries weight, really heavy, sometimes sophisticating. It's something that wants to follow us to bed at night. And it shows up in our anxiety. It quietly shapes the decision we make every single day. And then there is another word, dominion. It shows ownership, control, freedom to build, to give, to live, not to just survive. Amen. The distance between these two words, you may think it's so far-fledged, it cannot meet. But I'm here to tell you tonight, but that after you hear our speakers, you will come to the understanding that it is possible. We can go from depth to dominion tonight. Amen. So tonight, that's what exactly we are all about, to move you from a dimension, from depth to dominion. Amen. And might I remind you, as we go into it, that your story is not over. In fact, today is a new chapter. A new chapter is just about to begin in your life. Amen. So I want to take this special opportunity to welcome our guest speakers in the person of Brother Craig Ricketts and our own lay minister, Nigel Robinson. Amen. Also, we want to welcome those that are on for the very first time tonight. We invite you to come back next week, the same time, same place, and come back again and again to worship with us. We are just here about praising God. Amen. That's our mission here. We're just praising God, worshiping Him, and just spread the word of the gospel to every nooks and cranny. Amen. And we have used this forum as a means to convey the gospel message. So prayer us up as we mean well in Christ Jesus. Amen. I want to turn over to Sister, our leader, Sister Terry, who will do our icebreakers this evening. Amen. Sister Terry.
Thank you, Deacon Scott. Bless the Lord. Do you believe that we're in our new chapter tonight? It has already
yes.
begun. If
Amen.
You believe it, just say hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, I'm in
hallelujah.
My new chapter. Amen. And so tonight I'm going to start with, I have three short activities. The first one is a financial check-in, and I need everybody's participation. All you need is an emoji posted in the chat. All right? And it doesn't matter where you are now financially. Just know that we're here to learn to grow and to walk in God's blessing. So if you're feeling okay financially, send a nice, bright, smiley face. Just listen to all of them first. If you are trusting God through the process, trusting Him to open doors, just put a prayer emoji. Hallelujah. If you feel like you're spending too much money lately and you're just not saving and everything you see, you just want to buy, just send a dollar sign, right? If you feel like you're growing steadily and improving in your finances, just put an arrow going up or just type growing, all right? And if you're feeling financially blessed, but just put your hands up and say hallelujah. Glory to God. We all have that?
Yes.
All right. So let's do our financial check-in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are at the right place at the right time, you know. We are at the right place at the right time because most of us,
Amen.
We are praying. We are believing for that breakthrough. Hallelujah. and the new chapter has already begun. Now, our second activity in this icebreaker is, if money could talk, what would it say to you? For example, if you spend a lot, the money would say, stop spending me, or budget me better, or save me, or I was supposed to pay the bills. If money could talk, what would it say to you? Go ahead and type that in the chat.
If money could talk.
Is it my one
Oh
laughing
my
after Sister Terry?
God. Where are my friends? I'll get you to stay someday. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If money could talk, my God. And now our third activity. And we're all believers in Christ. So this is like a trivia. Right? I am going to start and I'm going to open a scripture and you are going to end it with me. Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. So, according to 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, the love of money is. Open your mics and say it with me.
Root.
The root of
The root
all
of all
evil.
evil. The root of all kind of
The
evil. Very good. Honor the Lord with your
substance.
good. The borrower is servant to the
Lender.
a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's
Children.
Children.
Grandchildren. Grandchildren.
Where your treasure is, there your
It is.
will be. All right. Give, and it will
And
be
given
given
back to
back.
you.
No.
Good measure.
My God shall
Pressed down, shaken together,
supply
and running over
all my
all my
needs
needs
according to his riches
in
glory.
glory. By
Praise
Christ
God.
Jesus.
Praise God. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with
And I remember that.
contempt.
silver.
Silver.
It was silver. Silver.
You cannot serve both God and
Mama.
Mammon.
Mammon.
You might hear me.
All right. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be
Established.
established. Store up yourselves treasures in
Heaven. Heaven.
heaven. Very good. And this is our icebreaker for tonight. Let the words of the Lord speak for you. It is our sword. Right? Let us believe in it. Let us not just know, stay, but let us believe in it and know that tonight the
Lord.
chapter is start. We are moving from debt to dominion. Everybody say that. From debt to
From
dominion.
dominion.
From
Debt
debt
to
to dominion. Debt
dominion
to
in
dominion.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Praise
God.
God.
Glory to God. And now I will hand over to Sister Nadine to do our introduction of the guest speaker.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Praise God.
God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Terry. Indeed, we are happy to be here in the presence of the Lord and realizing that He caters to the entire man. Yeah. So tonight I
Amen.
just pause to welcome our guest presenters as they present to us in Jesus' name. So please help me to welcome our guest speaker for tonight, one of our guest speaker for tonight, our financial seminar, our dear brother Craig Ricketts. After honorably serve our country for and this country mean America for over 25 years in the military. Brother Craig now serves family in different way through financial education and empowerment. He's a devoted husband, proud father of four, and a man of faith. Professionally, he brings a wealth of experience. He's a licensed investing agent with FINRA, licensed life insurance agent in multiple states, and a notary public. Back home, we call them justice of the peace. With his unique blend of discipline, integrity, and financial knowledge, Brother Craig is passionate about helping people break financial chains and build legacy. We're blessing to have him tonight as our guest presenter. Let me hear you put your hands together and welcome Brother Craig in Jesus' name. Welcome, Craig.
Amen. Bless Amen. The Lord.
Welcome,
Amen.
Brother Craig.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Please join me in welcoming our other guest speaker for tonight, Brother Nigel Robinson. Now, Brother Nigel was born and raised in the quiet community of Lancaster District. In Jamaica, he worshipped at the Frankfield Methodist Church, where he was baptized in 2009 and has walked faithfully with Christ since. He also served as a lay preacher. Academically, he holds a bachelor's degree in human resource management and a master's in business administration. Professionally, his career spans hospitality and finance. 9 years at Gulfview Hotel, 4 years at branch manager at the PC Bank, and 3 years with the Jamaica Police Cooperative Credit Union as a loan supervisor and branch supervisor. He now serves as the branch manager at the JPCCU. With this strong foundation of faith, education, and hold on financial leader, Brother Nigel brings both wisdom and practical insight to help us steward well. Let us put our hands together and give Brother Nigel Robinson a very warm welcome. Praise God.
Amen. And at this Bless time, the Lord.
Nigel,
yeah.
The mic and the platform to Craig Ricketts and Nigel Robinson in care of the Holy Ghost. God bless you as you present in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
Over to you, gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Sister Nadine.
Good evening. Good
evening, Brother Ricketts.
Good evening, Brother Craig.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So like Nigel, I'm also from Jamaica. No, Nadine didn't say that, but yes, I'm from Jamaica too. Okay. So it's a great pleasure to be talking to you all tonight. I don't usually get to do these type of seminars, so it's a great pleasure for Sister Nadine to reach out to me and just invite me to be here tonight. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about finance from a biblical perspective, plus going over some different concepts and things that we can all use to, you know, uplift where our finances are. You know, it doesn't matter where you are in your finance. I'm hoping there'll be something here that you will find, you know, that will be able to help you out. Okay. So Amen. Let me just pull up my presentation. Give me 1 second, please. Are you all able to see my presentation? It says Faithful Finances.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so again, my name is Craig Ricketts. I'm going to be talking about faithful finances. The main topics I'll be going over are budgeting, giving, saving, and investing God's ways. Okay. Okay. So faithful financial discipline and mindset. So first of all, we have to be content and grateful with whatever we have. But as we all know, true contentment comes from God, not from more things that we may have. Material things aren't going to make us content. Our gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what God has already provided. And when we learn to be content, we are less likely to chase money for the wrong reasons. Again, the love of money is the root of all evil. Contentment protects us from greed, regret, and constant dissatisfaction. If you're content, you're not always going to be out there trying to get more and more things. You're going to be okay with what you have. A grateful heart leads to wise decision. Give me one second. Let me fix my screen, please. Okay. A grateful heart leads to wise decision and a peaceful life. Who doesn't want to have a peaceful life? You know, who wants to be living in chaos all their life? And contentment is the foundation for financial freedom. Remember, our mindset is everything. When our hearts are aligned with God, our financial decisions bring peace, purpose, and eternal impact. We have to use our money for God's purposes. We can't just get up every day and, just go out, do whatever with our money and expect to keep it and to live a content life, to be satisfied, to be peaceful. You know, we have to use our money for God's purposes. We are stewards, not the owners. So whatever we have, it's been given to us by God, and He's made us stewards over it. We are not the actual owners. Again, everything we have belongs to God, our money, our time, our talents, and our resources. Our money should reflect God's kingdom's priorities and values. We have to give generously, live purposefully, and support what matters to God. We are all here to fulfill God's will. So when we use money for God's purposes, it brings eternal value. It's not about how much we have, but how faithfully we use it. You know, someone may have $1 million, but not do God's will with it, and they waste it. You know, another person may have $10,000, and they are more fulfilled because they have used the money for what God has set them to use it for. So, you know, we got to think about purpose over possessions. When our money has purpose, our lives have impact. You know, you can make impact with $1 while someone has $1 million and will make no impact. If you're using it for the right purposes, you will make the impact that God desires for you to make. You have to avoid comparison. You know, you can't look at someone else and say, hey, because they're making $1 million, I should be making $1 million too. No, you can't do that. Each one of us was put on here for something different. So we have to go by God's will. No, comparison leads to dissatisfaction and poor decisions. With those poor decisions, you know, people go out, they sell drugs, they rob, they steal from people. Those are the bad decisions because, you know, they compare themselves with other people. You know, it causes us to focus on what others have instead of what God has for us. Everyone's journey is different, and God's plan for each one of us is unique. So what's God's plans for Sister Nadine is not God's plan for me. You know, none of us is the same. You know, we just got to stay in your lane and trust His timing. God's timing is everything. It's not our timing, it's His timing, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. Only God knows that. Comparison can lead to debt, envy, and a constant feeling of not enough. And it can also lead to peace. And however, contentment can lead to peace and confidence in God's plan. So we have to focus on our own journey. God didn't call us to other people's lives. He called us for His purpose. Again, whatever God has planned for us, that's what we should be living towards. Hey, mindset is everything. Your mindset shapes your money habits. What you believe about money affects every decision that you make. A godly mindset turns money into a tool for good, not a master that controls you. It produces wisdom, generosity, and long-term thinking. So, give me, sorry, one second. So, brothers and sisters, tonight, just remember, you have to guard your heart, guard your mind with God's truth. Renew your thoughts. Trust his provisions and walk in financial freedom. So, my call for you tonight is to renew your mind, transform your life. When your mindset changes, your finances will also follow. Okay. So, why are people in debt? So, before I even talk about that, I'll just say this. From the minute you start working, you should be practicing some type of control. And in order to do that, the first thing that you have to do is you have to do a financial needs analysis. What a financial needs analysis is going to do, it's going to tell you pretty much how to spend your money, how to save. If you have debt, how to get out of your debt while also limiting how much interest you are paying on those debts. Okay, so again, the first thing you have to do is to do a financial needs analysis. And that will also help you to look forward to retiring. Because if you're financially free, most people would just go ahead and retire. If you're independent, you're able to do things on your own without having to borrow from a bank, without having to go to the credit union. A lot of people would just work, travel, do whatever they want, but they can't do that if they're not purposeful and know what they need to do in order to be able to achieve that. Okay, so again, why are people in debt? Debt often doesn't happen overnight. It's usually the result of choices, circumstances, and that pulls us away. I'm sorry. Debt often doesn't happen overnight. It's usually the result of choices, circumstances, and habits that pull us away from God's plan for our finances. A lot of people live beyond their means. They make $1,000, but every month they want to spend $2,000. When the output is more than the income, when the output is more than the input, when you spend more than what you bring home, you are going to be in debt. Okay, spent reliance on credit. A lot of people are using their credit cards or loans for everyday expenses, which leads to high balances and interest. A lot of credit cards now are charging anywhere from 20 to 35%. 20 to 35%, that's a lot. On a credit card, you owe $3,000. It will probably take you 10 years to pay off $3,000 with about $10,000 in interest. Okay. Lifestyle inflation. As income increases, so do expenses, often without a plan. You're making $50,000. You're living off the $50,000. Now you get a raise at your job, you're making $70,000. Somehow you need $70,000 now to support your lifestyle. No, that's not how it should be. You shouldn't inflate your lifestyle. Leave it where it was and take those $20,000, save them, invest it, do something with it, something that's going to make you better off. A lot of people do not budget. They don't know the first thing about budgeting. Budgeting is really simple. You pretty much see how much you make, write down your expenses, see how to limit your expenses, and put in a savings plan, and you're good to go. Without a plan, it's easy to lose track of money and make poor decisions. There are a lot of us, and I say us because I know sometimes I do the same thing too. We do emotional spending. Using money to cope with stress, boredom, or pain leads to regret and debt. No one is perfect. If you're going to have some emotional spending, make sure it's minimal. Don't be going out every day and be emotionally spending because that's going to put you in deep debt. Okay? Unexpected expenses. Emergencies happen. Your car break down. Some appliance at your home break down. You shouldn't have to go to your credit card in order for some simple emergencies. You should have money put away for that so you don't have to go into debt. The good news is debt doesn't have to define your future. With God's wisdom, a plan and discipline, you can break free and live with peace and purpose. Okay, so I'll just say this one thing and ask a quick question. So I started high school in Jamaica. I went to Jamaica College. Then I moved to Miami where I completed high school. I joined the military, did 25 total years. I have a master's degree in HR management. Did all of that, but I never had a class during all those years that showed me how money works. Has anyone in this forum ever been to a class during the years they were in school that taught them how money works?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, thank you. All right, one second again. Okay. All right. So many people work hard and they still feel like they're never getting ahead. Guess what, folks? They're not alone. If that is you, you're not alone, and there's a way forward. So, what does that mean? Living paycheck to paycheck means, okay, your income covers your expenses, but there's little or nothing left over. You may struggle to pay your bills, handle emergencies, or save for the future. What this does is that it creates stress. And we all know stress is a big thing in our communities. And it keeps us from building the life God has for us. You know, and this leads to constant worry and stress. You know, you're 20 years old and you're filled with gray hair. You know, you're 20 years old, you look like you're 80. You have limited financial freedom. You know, you want to go out to eat, but you're like, no, instead of going out to eat, I got to pay this cell phone bill. You know, there's a delay in reaching your goal. And believe it or not, this is a cycle that is really hard to break. You have to be intentional. You have to be purposeful. You got to get someone on your side. You got to pray about it in order to break this cycle. So some common causes. People are spending more than they earn. Again, lifestyle inflation, impulse purposes, and unchecked spending add up. So you keep spending, you know, you got a credit card, you put this on there, you put, you know, a burger from McDonald's on your credit card. You do that 20 times, not realizing how much, you know, you're actually putting on it. The interest adds up. You only pay the minimum monthly payments. That's only pretty much covering the interest. That's not going to help you. You know, again, high debt and interest, credit cards, loans, and high interest drain your income every month. No emergency fund. So unexpected expenses like car repairs or medical bills create financial setbacks. You know, there are some people who don't, you know, they don't have a regular job. They may work as, you know, they may work as a contractor for commission or things like that. Unfortunately, with those people not having a stable paycheck, a lot of times, if they are not making a lot when they do make money, they do find themselves in a lot of debt. So, unfortunate, those are good ways to make money, but those are also ways that you could find yourself into deep debt. Okay, there is hope. With God's wisdom, a plan and discipline, again, you can break the cycle and build a future of peace and provision. So budgeting to save, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. So you got to track and control expenses to prepare a simple budget. It is not hard. On the next page, I'm going to show you a copy of a simple budget. You got to prioritize your needs over your wants. Remember, God provides our needs. You know, we got to see, you know, if we those wants, are those really something that we really need to go out and get, something we really need to pay for? You know, wants will cause us to get into deep debt. We have to build an emergency fund. Even if it's small at first, it doesn't matter. If you start with $50 and keep building on it, it will add up. Find ways to cut costs and increase your income. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. Okay, so this is a copy of a simple budget. You have your income, you have your different expenses. All you have to do, you just list all of them. Put your income on one side, put your expenses on another column, and just list them to make sure that your expenses do not outweigh your income. If your expenses outweigh your income, again, you're in debt. You won't have the opportunity to save. And I know most of us want to save for retirement. We don't want to be 65, 70 years old, going out there to work, having to take the bus, go in the cold to work, or do whatever. We want to live those latter years, going on trips, playing with our grandchildren, doing all those things. Those aren't the years that we should be looking to work, to continue living. And I'll say this also, with this monthly budget, with your savings, the first type of account that you should try to save for, yes, it is your emergency funds. And then you need to have a short to midterm account that you should be investing in order to, provide for some things that you may have 3 to 5 years down the road. You should have that account set up, and you should have an account set up for retirement. I know here in the United States, there are different types of retirement accounts like IRAs. Those accounts, they have different tax benefits that will help you to save and to increase your money, while you're still working, so you'll have it for retirement. So getting out of debt and saving. So brothers and sisters, we have to live below our means and create a budget. Income minus expenses should always be positive. If it's a negative, you're in problems. You need to correct that. You need to fix it. You need to get with someone who is going to sit down with you, do a financial needs analysis, go over your finances, and help you to get out of debt. You need you, no one fail, no one plans to fail. However, a lot of us fail to plan. Okay, you got to tackle your debts, starting with the smallest first, debt snowball. And for that one, I'll just say this. With the debt snowball, sometimes it's not necessarily the smallest debt you're going to start with a comprehensive financial needs analysis. It will actually go through all your debts, and you will put in all the interest rates and everything like that, and it will show you which debt should be paid off first. Then you take that money, you put it onto the next debt. Other debt get pays off, and you put that money towards the next debt. So debt stacking, yes, it is a great way to reduce your debt. While you're doing a debt stacking or you're trying to get out of debt, please avoid new debts and unnecessary purchases. It makes no sense to pay down $1,000, but then you go out and pay $1,500 for something that you don't need. So just avoid new debt. Save a portion of every paycheck, even if it is small. One concept that we have is that you should pay yourself first. I know a lot of people can't, come out and say, okay, I'm definitely going to pay myself first. I'm going to pay myself 25% of my paycheck. Well, it doesn't matter if you can pay yourself 1% or 25%. If you can save 1%, go ahead and save that 1%, because that 1%, when it's compounded, it will lead to big gains for you. Okay? Be disciplined, be patient, and diligent in prayer. Again, the borrower is slave to the lender. Okay. All right, let's talk about tithing and giving now. So a lot of people that I've seen have mixed up tithing and giving. Tithing and giving are acts of worship that reflect our trust in God, and recognize his provision and advances his kingdom. So what is tithing? So tithing means giving the first 10% of our income to God. It is a way of putting him first in our lives and acknowledging that everything we have comes from him. So the scripture reads, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Why do we tithe? We tithe because one, it honors God and it shows gratitude for his blessing. It supports the local church and ministry, and it is an act of obedience and faith. It recognizes God as our ultimate provider, and it helps build eternal perspective over temporary possessions. So what is giving? Giving, now, that goes beyond tithing. It is anything we give cheerfully to support God's work, help others, and meet needs. And we should always remember that God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? So principles of faithful giving. Give regularly and consistently. Give in a way that requires trust. Give with joy, not obligation. So pretty much what that is saying, that you're going to give because it's joyous. It's something great. It makes you feel good to give. You're not going to give because someone told you that you had to give. Okay, you're going to give from your heart.
Right.
You got to give with intention and internal impact. The impact of your giving. It strengthens the church and it spreads the gospel. That's how people are able to go out on missions and do things within their communities. It helps the needy and it brings hope. It fuels missions and changes lives. And it stores up eternal rewards. The blessing promise. When we are faithful with what God has entrusted to us, he promises to bless us. Okay? One second. Okay. It is more blessed to give than to receive. When we give, we join God in his work, experience his joy, and reflect his heart to the world. Okay. Let's talk about investing now. Investing is not just about money. It's about stewardship. God has entrusted us with resources, so let's grow them wisely for his glory and our future. The first thing about investing is that you have to educate yourself. You know, a lot of people will tell you that they're investing, but how are they really investing? They'll tell you, oh, I'm a day trader, I'm buying stocks, I'm doing all of this, but is that really the best thing for them to do? Well, for some people it might be, but it's not a one cap fit all, you know, not one size fit all. So, you know, you have to educate yourself before you start any type of investing. The more you learn, the better decisions you'll make. You got to understand how money works. Without knowing how money works, you're not going to invest properly. One quick question. Has anyone ever heard about the rule of 72?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so the rule of 72 is a phrase that was coined by Albert Einstein. It's regarded as the eighth wonder of the world. So what that does, which it's very accurate, is whatever percent you're getting on money that you're saving or investing, you take that percentage and you divide it into 72. And the answer that you get tells you exactly how many years it will take for your money to double. And this is based on compound interest. So if you are getting 1%, unfortunately, it's going to take you 72 years for your money to double. If you're getting 12%, it's going to take you 6 years, because 12 into 72 goes six times. It's going to take you 6 years for your money to double. Okay. You have to understand how money works. You got to understand investment options and the risks that are involved with investments. And one common knowledge about investment is that the higher the risk, the higher the rewards. The lower the risk, the lower the rewards. Okay. But again, it's not one size fits all, because a 20-year-old person could be very aggressive with a lot of risk and make a lot of money. But a 60-year-old person may not want to be as aggressive, because as we all know, how the markets go, they go up, they go down. So an older person would not necessarily have that time to be in the market where, they can be very aggressive. So their return might not be as generous as someone who is much younger. So the concept is for people to start investing once they start working. Again, it doesn't matter how much you put away. Whatever you're able to put away, you put it away, because over time that will add up. You got to diversify wisely. Do not, and I repeat, do not put all your eggs in one basket, because if that basket falls, all your eggs gonna break. So for me personally, I don't do investment in stocks. And the reason is, if a stock bottoms out, you're gonna lose all your money. So I do investments into mutual funds. Mutual funds have about 150 different stocks in them. Over the last 100 years, mutual funds have been up 77% of the time. So if a young person, put their money into mutual fund, and they have all those times to, for it to be in the market, like last year, the market was up like 20 something percent. Sometimes the market might go down 5%, 10%, but we got to look at it like this. You want to buy low and you want to sell high. So when the market is down, you want to rush in. You want to buy everything that you're able to buy, because you can buy more when the market is down. When the market is up, that's when you want to get rid of your, that's when you want to sell. Okay. So it is best, it is wiser for people to invest on a long term in the market than to do it short term. Because just this year alone in the markets, March and April, I was very happy because the market was down. Now it's getting back up. I'm not so happy because I'm not getting ready to sell. So I want to put more money in. So I'm praying that it goes back down, because when it goes down, it always comes up back, and it's called what's called a bull market. A bull is always rushing, so it's called a bull market. It's very, very aggressive. Okay. Diversifying spreads risk and increases the potential for steady growth. That's what mutual funds do. So if one stock in a mutual fund is down, that does not mean that the other 149 plus stocks are going to be down. Because fortunately, all the stocks aren't from the same industry. There are two industries that will never bottom out. And those are the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry. Because no matter what, people are going to buy food. It doesn't matter how expensive food is, people are going to buy food. It doesn't matter how expensive the medication is. If insurance companies are paying for it, or you're paying out your pocket, people are going to get their medication. So those two industries, you can count off them never going down. Technology and stuff, those goes up and down, but those two industries will never go down. Again, you got to consider a mix of stocks, bonds, real estates, and other investments. So pretty much a mix of stocks is mutual funds. Bonds, real estates, and other investments. You got to align your investments with your values and also your goal. And the financial needs analysis that I spoke about earlier, that will give you your financial independence number, which is going to tell you how much you need to make to retire, without having to go back to work and, enjoy the rest of your life once you decide to put up the gloves and stay home. Okay. You got to seek wise counsel. Surround yourself with people who know more than you and have integrity. Consult with a financial advisor you trust. Avoid schemes that promise quick riches, and ask questions and get second opinions. You got to invest for the future. Don't just invest for today. You have to invest for the future. Nobody wants to work until they're 75, 80 years old. So invest for the future so you'll have money to, for those latter years. You can't depend on Social Security. A lot of pensions may not be enough. So you got to invest for the future. Think long term. Small, consistent investments today can lead to significant growth tomorrow. So it's never too late to start investing. It's never too early either. So start where you are with what you have. Take advantage of tax-advantaged accounts. Let time and compound growth work for you. Be diligent and patient, because successful investing requires discipline and patience, not impulse and emotion. Stick to your plan. Even when markets fluctuate, one, you gotta remember, if the market fluctuate and you are not taking out your money, you have not lost anything. It is what is called an unrealized loss. Unless you take it out when the market is down, you're never gonna lose. Okay? Don't chase trends or react out of fear. Trust the process and stay the course. You have to invest with eternal perspective. Remember that your resources are a gift from God. Use them to build his kingdom and bless others. Support ministries and causes you care about. Be generous and purposeful with what you have been given, and consider the legacy you want to leave. Key takeaway: investing is an act of faith and wisdom. When we invest with God at the center, we grow not just our wealth, but our impact for generations to come. Again, leaving that legacy. Remember, true wealth is not measured by what we have, but by how faithfully we use it for God's purposes. You got to use it, grow it, and give it for His glory. Common sense investing. We make investing simple, practical, and rooted in timeless principles. When you get an investment advisor, they should be able to help you grow your money wisely so you can build a better future and live with confidence today and tomorrow. So again, planning. You have to have goals-based investing. Don't just start investing because you can do it. However, you should be investing for something, for some reason you're putting the money away for, because you don't want to, something to happen and 2 months down the road, you're like, oh, I'm going to go get that money. No, you should have a plan in place that's going to help you to stay focused, to keep that money invested. We start with what matters most to you and build a plan to help you reach your goals, whether it's retirement, education, a home, or financial independence. Your financial coach should be able to provide you with personalized strategies for your life and solutions for every stage of it as well. Any investment advisor that you have, they should be able to give you solutions that are designed to be easy to understand and that are built for long-term growth. Mutual funds, annuities, and managed solutions. Those are different types of investment accounts that one is able to have. Annuities, it's more of a retirement account, but it does not have to be, but it can be used for retirement as well. And managed solutions, those are, you have a money manager that's constantly there, investing your money to make sure that, you're getting the most for your money. Okay, professional management with your goals in mind. Whoever you invest with, they should be professional money managers. If they're not professional money managers, you may be caught up in a scheme. So be very careful. Make sure whoever you're investing with, they are professional money managers, or they have professional money managers working for them. Always go with a reputable company. Don't just, go with someone who someone told you to go with. Go with a reputable company, and you should also be able to see the credentials of whoever you're doing your investments with. Okay. One second, please. Whatever licensed representative whatever licensed representatives you are dealing with, they should be able to provide you with ongoing education, clear advice, and support to help you make informed decisions. So it's not a one and done. It's not, oh, I'm going to talk to you today and you're never going to hear from me. From we do this one investment, everything else that you do, you're on your own. No, when you have a financial coach, a financial advisor, they should be with you every step of the way. Okay. They should be there for you again, every step of the way. No pressure, just partnership. It shouldn't be that a financial advisor is solely advising you to make money. If they're just advising you to make money, they're doing you a disservice. No, it should be a partnership. It should be we're working together to get you the best, the most for your money. No, you have to look at tax-efficient strategies. Again, with the retirement accounts, those are some good strategies that you can use to set up for later on in life. And again, like we spoke about earlier, you got to build legacy and wealth. Investing isn't just about numbers. It's about creating a legacy for your family and making a difference for generations to come. You have to leave a lasting impact. You have to pass on more money, pass on more values than that you were given. You know, a lot of us, weren't born. A lot of us weren't born with a gold spoon in our mouth. And no, we don't have to put a gold spoon in our family's mouth because we should still teach them how to go out and work and do things for their own. But we shouldn't have to have them suffer. Okay, we believe in faith, family, and financial freedom because we believe that true wealth includes financial freedom to live generously and purposefully. This is built on faith and integrity, and it's guided by a vision to help people live better lives. Common sense approach. Whatever advisor you're dealing with should focus on what works. You know, you should pay yourself first. You should invest consistently, stay diversified. Again, don't put all your eggs in one basket and think long term. Small steps today, big impact tomorrow. Okay. So your investment advisor should be there to stand with you, educate you, and equip you with the right tools and strategies to invest with confidence and build the future God has for you. So types of investment accounts. You have to choose the right account for your goals. Different accounts offer different tax advantages and benefits. So you have to understand your options, which is going to help you to invest smarter and keep more of what you earn. We have taxable investment accounts, which are standard brokerage accounts. So that's like a regular mutual fund account. You put your money in, it grows. There are no contribution limits. The money that you put in, being that it's already taxed, whenever you take it out, you're only taxed on what you have made in the account. Got to talk about retirement accounts, which are designed to help you save for retirement with different tax advantages. Most of you all already know about 401ks, traditional IRAs. Those are somewhat similar to the 401k because those are funded with money that has not been taxed. A traditional IRA, when you take money out of a traditional IRA, when you're 59 and a half and above, the money that you take out outside of what you have put in will be taxed. Okay. With a Roth IRA, however, that's been funded with money that has already been taxed. So when you take out from it, there is no tax. There are no taxes on your money that you take out from a Roth IRA. So it all depends, how you set it up. If you are just working a regular job, you cannot necessarily invest in a traditional IRA because the money you're getting paid from the salary that you're making, it's already being taxed. So you would have to invest in a Roth IRA. What some companies are doing now is that they're allowing their employees to transfer some of their money from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, which is gonna cause them to be taxed now, but it's better to be taxed on a small amount now than later on in life you're taxed on a bigger amount. So a lot of companies are allowing some of their employees to do those types of things. Education accounts. We can't forget about our children. We have to put away something for them as well. You know, the worst thing is for someone to go to college, get their bachelor's degree, have $100,000 in debt. Their first job, they're making $40,000. It's going to take them a long time to pay off that debt. So, us as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, we can start education accounts for our family members. There are different types. There are the uniform transfer to minor account. There are the 529 plans. 529 plans, those are tax advantage accounts where whoever starts the account, they own the account. So if the child decide they're not going to school, that person can transfer that money to another child. Okay. However, if that money is not used to go to school, there will be tax consequences. Okay. There is a uniform transfer to minor account where the money that's put into that account, even if the child is 1 year old, whoever started that account does not own it. The child owns it. Okay. So if at age 18, the child decides that I don't want to go to college, it's okay because that money can be used for anything. However, again, with the uniform transfer to minor account and the 529s, again, the uniform transfer to minor account, that's owned by the child. The 529, it's owned by the parent or whoever opens it. So if you're ever going to decide to get one of those for your kids, make sure you know which one you're going to get. If you think that your kid is going to go to college and they're not going to waste the money, then yeah, go ahead and put them in the uniform transfer to minor account. However, if there are some types of doubts anywhere, then go ahead and put them in a 529 account because you can then transfer that to another child or if you decide to go back to school, you can use that money for yourself. Okay. Health savings account. Again, those are accounts that are pretty much for people who are working. You have a job that offers it. You're able to invest into a health savings account. Your contributions may be tax deductible. The growth is tax-free. Withdrawals are tax-free for qualified medical expenses, and your unused funds roll over from year to year. Okay. Trust accounts, those are used for estate planning and protecting assets. It helps you to manage and protect your assets. It can provide for heirs and loved ones, and it may offer tax advantages, and it also supports your legacy and your values. So you may do a trust because you're like, okay, I want this to go to this person at this specific time. So, even though you're gone, whatever is put in the will, that's what's going to be honored. Okay. Another type of education account is the Cloverdale education savings account. I'll just go over this briefly. The one bad thing about it is that you can only put up to $2,000 per year in it for your kid. And we all know how expensive education is, especially in the United States. So if your kid is 10 and you can only put $2,000 a month in there, at the age of 18, that's only going to be $16,000. Yeah, you would have gained money on it because it's being invested into mutual funds. However, again, 16,000, you're not going to get 100,000 from 16,000 in 8 years, because nobody gets 72% on their money each year. Okay. So the bottom line is, there is no one-size-fits-all account. The best choice depends on your goals, your timeline, and financial situation. So you have to use the right accounts to reduce taxes, grow wealth, and build the future God has for you. So tips for success. Identify your short-term, long-term, and legacy goals. Choose accounts that match your goals and maximize tax advantages. Contribute consistently and review regularly. So talking about contribution, there's a thing called dollar cost investing. And what that does is you put money constantly in an account. The stock market, it fluctuates. So if you put $100 in today, you may say you buy a mutual fund, you may get 10 shares, right? Next month you put $100 in, you may get 20 shares because the market may be down. You are able to capture the market on its up and downs if you're constantly investing on a month-to-month basis by someone who said they are trying to time the market. Timing the market doesn't work. What you actually need is time in the market. That's what actually works. Okay. And again, you got to work with a licensed representative who's been trained, and they're going to go out there and they're going to create a plan for you. One that's successful, one that's set up to make you profitable in the long run. So my closing thoughts tonight, you got to live with purpose. You got to invest with wisdom. You got to leave a legacy. God is the provider of all we have, and he calls us to be faithful stewards of every resource. When we align our finances with his word and his purposes, we experience peace today and impact eternity. So we got to honor God. We got to put him first in every financial decision. We got to manage wisely. We got to budget. We got to save and invest with discipline and common sense. We got to give generously. Support the work of God and help others along the way. We have to build for eternity, invest for the future, and leave a legacy that honors God. Okay, so what's your next step? What's one step you can take today to grow in wisdom with your finances? Start small. Stay consistent and trust God with the results. He will guide your steps and establish your path. Be faithful with what you have, and God will do more than you can imagine. To God be the glory, now and forever. Thank you.
Amen. Blessings, Brother Kirk. That was wonderful. I'm sure that everyone would have agreed that was a blessed presentation there. And so I just want to add for a few minutes, as we looked at from debt to dominion, taking authority over your finances. And so I just want to look at three things this evening. Because I don't want you to forget all of the presentation. It was so beautiful and in-depth. And I just want to encourage, I just want to say this, us Jamaicans, you know, as Brother Kirk said, a lot of us, we don't born with gold spoon in our mouths. And whosoever know me and know my history would have known that I am one of them. And so as Auntie Nadine is here, and I want to speak about partner plans this evening, as Auntie Nadine had a partner plan going that we all join. And so briefly, I would have grown up in Lancaster, as I was stated earlier, in a one room, right? 12 of us live in that one room. And then I made a decision from an early age that as I left school, I have to invest in education, because for a lot of persons, education is your only way out. And so I started from an early age, and I worked at the Gulfview Hotel. And while I was working there, I got what we used to call stipend because of how small the pay was. But from that small pay, I started partner plans. And what did I do with these partner draws? Because a lot of persons believe that, oh, I am not making a lot of money, so I can't join a partner plan. No, you can. And the beauty about it in this society now is that you don't have to do it with the woman in the community or the shopkeeper in the community. You don't have to do that anymore. You have credit unions now who do partner plans, and you can go to them, join them, and do your partner plans. And the beauty about it too is that with the credit unions, they don't take a half hand or a whole hand. What we do is to give you back a bonus on what you throw. And so, but while I graduated and was working at Gulfview, I didn't know that. So I joined partner with somebody who was working at Gulfview with me. But whenever I get that partner draw, I used to say, boy, life rough, you man. I am not like the other young man them who can go out and buy clothes and shoes. I like nice things, but that was not me. I couldn't use my partner draw to do that. Right? When I get my partner draw, you know what I did? I started to buy some sand, some blocks, yeah, some steel. Right? And I know there are persons on this platform who know what I am talking about. And
Yes, I do.
yes, I did. Right? And that's what I did because I was ambitious. Not only that, I wanted to draw my parents out of poverty or to let the community look at us differently, but as an individual who want to move from debt to dominion, you want to take control of your situation. You had to make some drastic decisions, and that was mine, right? And so while I did all of that, yes, I also threw partner and send myself through university stages by stages, because as I said earlier, education is one of the things that is going to help most of us. And so I joined my partner plan. Majority of the things that I own now is partner plan. Every opportunity I get to speak to people, I tell them, go and join a partner plan. And so tonight, while you're on, I'm telling you, no matter how small that you're making, you can join a partner plan, right? I remember when I was going to buy my car and I needed a deposit to be down. And I didn't have to worry where's that money going to come from because I had a partner plan going. I had savings from the little that I have going. And again, Auntie Nadine can attest for me. I was one of the persons who was always sending my siblings to school. And one may wonder how you do this with the small amount of monies that you're getting. But guess what? The partner plan never fails. And
Wow.
I know Brother Craig would have spoke about budgeting, but one of the things that I use when I budget is a percentage scale of a 50, 30, 20 rule, right? So that's a 50, 30, 20 rule. And what I do is 50% is my needs. Yes, is my needs. So that would have been, all right, food, utility, insurance. As young as I was, I can tell you that I had a life insurance. We still have it, a life insurance. Because we say, if anything happened, I don't want my peers to be running up and down all over the place trying to figure out how they're going to bury me, right? And so I also have money for my siblings here, right? And then 30% I put to wants, right? Because no matter how small amount of money you're making, it is very important that you treat yourself a little bit. And one of the times I remember too, at one point when I was working at Gulfview, I said, man, I would have eat like a piece of KFC chicken. And I was walking past KFC and I said, wait, but if I use this money to buy KFC, how my brother gonna go to school? Right? And so I changed my mind. But the more mature you have become, you realize that it is very important that you put a little side of some monies. And for me, it's 30% for like entertainment, dining out, and hobbies. Come on, Jamaica is beautiful, man. Let us go out and enjoy it. Put a little thing aside, man, until we get there where we can go
Yes.
out and enjoy it. Right? Also, what I did was 20% is savings. Savings. This is a partner plan I'm talking about. This is a retirement plan I am talking about. Right? And I've not reached a point where I just don't have a partner plan, because as a credit union, we have so much saving products, so much investment products that we can get on. And I'm telling that a liquor youth from Lancaster who didn't grow up with that gold spoon in his mouth have invested in these, because I would have known that, look, it is so important that you have to dig yourself out of your circumstances, and we can do it. Everybody can do it, but we have to apply ourselves with a little bit of money that we have. And so I encourage you tonight, partner plan is very important. If you don't have one, get one. Join a credit union, right? And start small. Credit unions are so caring, I'm going to put it that way, that you can start a partner plan with just $500. $500 per week. And so it is something that you need to look forward to. Your birthday is coming up. You know, for me, what I normally do is to throw a partner plan even for back to school. I don't have any kids, but guess what? There's a lot of persons who depend on me. And so I throw a partner plan so that when August comes, I can say, hey, this is for such persons, this is for such person, that you can do what you have to do. Another thing that I want to speak about is loans. I know, you know, a lot of persons shy away from loans, but I always said, for majority of us who didn't grow up with the gold spoon in our mouths, again, loans is the only way that is going to be out for us. But we have to be smart about it. A lot of persons they are not smart about it. And let me just start it from here. You know, we have some persons who take loans, right? And you know, they take loans and they go KFC. They take loans and they go buy shoes and handbag. And in real Jamaican sense, they buy hair and lashes. Yes, they take loans and they go broth with it. That's a Jamaican term. Yes, they go bar, they go floss, right? This is just reality. I have seen it. I know what I'm talking about. But when you're taking a loan, and this is how I encourage my members, please ensure that the purpose of the loan is fulfilled. So if you know that you want to start a chicken business, ensure that the purpose of your loan is a chicken business. And when you get it, you go buy your baby chicks. You build a coop, you buy your baby chicks and a feeding, and you invest in that. If you're coming to me and you're saying, I want a loan because guess what? I need to go build on my family property, or I need to go build a room. Me help if you get that loan, you know, because that's investment. That is you making your situation different. That is you now changing your whole debt situation into dominion, because now you have power, because you have assets. That's true. You have a room. Yes. And even a motor vehicle. A lot of my members are young police, men and women. When they come to me and they said, hey, I need a motor vehicle, I'll give them a motor vehicle as well. Right? Because I remember when I was their age, I couldn't even afford a shoe. Right? I couldn't even afford a shoe. I'm telling the truth. When I started working at Gulfview, I had one blue shirt, burn out. I'm wearing go work for much days. Want to change my shoes, I can't change it. And so when I see young people trying to move away and trying to make themselves more, well, I'm going to say a little bit richer, right? Because now they have assets, and they want their motor vehicles, they want their house and all of these things. I am happy. I am happy. I am ready to guide them throughout the whole process. And then one of the things that I always do is, even when I'm finished giving them the loans, I would ensure that I follow up. It is very important that I do follow up, because you don't want them to, you know, gone off. And so on loans to people, one of the things that I want to encourage you to do, when you go to your commercial banks or your credit union and you say that you want a loan, please do your research. Not because it sounds so good. Oh, may I give you 5 million? 5 million? We can't actually get 5 million. You get excited. Do your research. It is very important that you compare rates, compare interest rates, right? Compare, One of the things that a lot of persons do is, oh, I am going to get a loan at NCB for $5 million. And they're going to give me 12 years to repay it at 8%. And when you come to me and I say, hey, I can give you $5 million, no, but I'm going to give you 6 years to repay it. You start to cuss. How comes me can't go to NCB and get it for this amount and me come here so you're telling me that I can't? But you have to do your research, because majority of persons don't know that the longer the loan is, it's more
interest
on the loan. So when by the time you look, you pay that loan four times, a lot of times. And so it is very important that you look at the interest rate, compare interest rates. One of the things I can tell you too is that Jamaicans don't have one bank account. So don't tell me say JN when you have our NCB or Scotia when you have. That's not true. Jamaicans have 4, 5, or 20 bank accounts. Right? And then when you have 20 commercial bank accounts, you have 3 credit union bank accounts. Auntie Nadine, do you have a bank account at PC Bank?
Yes, I do.
You have one at Manchester Corp?
I close it.
But she had it. So this is what I am saying. So there's nothing wrong with you going and investigate, find out the interest rates on your loans. Check out the repayment period for your loans as well. This will actually help you to save money. This will actually help you to reach a place where you have authority over your finances. Because you don't want, when mountain come and we see a pay slip, no money, you know, go with no money. I said, Jesus, me have to go back and try find a top up a loan or go try get a loan, you know, because I don't have enough money that I can use to finance myself from month to month. And guys, we really want to get out of this habit of living paychecks to paychecks. We have to get rid of it. We have to ensure that we budget properly. We have to ensure that we invest, and we have to ensure that we manage our finances as best as we can, right? And this is one of the things that I teach young people, that look, not because you can get the loan, you're gonna take it. Do not do that, right? And then we are Christians, so we know that we have to be intentional. We know that we have to trust God to guide us. And that's the beauty about this platform. I don't see anyone here who's going to take money to go to a dance or to buy clothes to go to a dance. That's the beauty about this platform. But when you move away from this platform, talk to the people who, you know, are not in this group. Let them know that, look, that's not good. You can't do that, man, because if you do that, you're going to always be in debt, right? Credit card is another thing in Jamaica. You can go get a credit card now for $50,000, quick and easy. But let me tell you, if you don't manage that credit card well, it can go right up, because I've seen it to at least $2 million or more, because it grows interest fast. Okay. And one of the things about credit card too is that if you miss the payments for a while, you'll become high risk. You become high risk and then you're in a debt. No, Dominion, now go and you say you're not taking control of your finances at all. You're in debt. And one of the things, when you approach another institution now for a loan or for something, you can't get it because you're high risk. I've seen young people who are just 21, 22, your credit report come out high risk because you had so much loans. What did you do with the loan? You know, so maybe take it for the one business, but it mash up $3 million. So you see, we have to know how to manage our finances and manage it well, right? So guess what? One of the things that we need to do, and finally, because I know that we spend a lot of time, is to build an emergency fund. Build that emergency fund, people.
I agree.
No matter how much liquor money you have, put something aside. I know what I am talking about. I have been there. I had to do it. I tell you that I didn't grow up with any gold spoon in my mouth. I'm not afraid to tell people that I'm coming out of a one-bedroom. But my house not finished yet, right, Auntie Nadine? But it is going.
Yes.
And it's because of discipline, right? It's because of discipline. It's not that I was making a lot of money, but it's because of financial literacy, financial discipline, why I'm able to move out of debt to dominion, why I'm able to take authority over my finance. You know, at one point, and I'm going to tell you, at one point I became so sick to the point where doctors didn't know what was happening to me. And my bank account went dry, total dry, because I had to be spending monies like crazy going to the doctors, both locally and abroad, and they couldn't figure it out, right? But guess what? The moment that I was able to get back on my feet and start to work, I ensured that I built up back that savings with the little bit of money that I was making. You see? So I just want you guys to know that no matter how small amount of money that you're making, just save money, join that partner plan, and when you go to the banks for loans, which I'm not going to tell you don't go for loans, you know, go on for it, man, because that's how a lot of us going to have things. That's a lot of us going to have the nice house, the nice car, the dresser them in the house, the fridge them, the stove them. Come on, we know, right? But ensure that you do proper investigation. All right, and I just want to leave that with you this evening. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I still
Amen.
Do the
bless
part.
The Lord.
I still do partner, Brother Nigel. I still do.
You still do overseas?
I still do.
God bless you. That's good.
I'm a living testimony to Brother Nigel of the partner. That's how my mom sent me through college. When I tell persons that my mom worked in a bar, and I grew up seeing her throwing partners, and that's how she sent me through teacher's college, and then I was able to throw a partner from what I saw my mother do to further my way through university to get the bachelor's and even to the master's, you know. And I'm still right now, I'm in three, you know, over here, and that's how I'm able to finance my way through certain things and not experience bankruptcy, that same partner. Very good. So I can attest to that. Praise God. We're going to invite Sister Kenesha, who will wrap us up and close off in prayer. But I saw somebody raising their hand.
Sister Venice.
Do you have a question, Sister Venice?
She does not.
Okay. Bless the Lord. Anybody has any questions before Sister Kenesha comes? Oh, it was that clear. Okay. All right. We bless the Lord.
Amen. 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 So we look forward for the testimonies for those who will share how we have applied what was taught to us tonight, yes. Information, instructions that was given unto us. I was so blessed. Thank you, Brother Ricketts and Pastor Lima and Nigel, for coming on and sharing with us. So just a few takeaways. If you are to get a loan, saints of God, and that one hit me, do what you took the loan to do, whatever it was you take it out for. If it's to start your little farming, if it's for building your home or towards a building fund, if the loan was for investment where you can get money from that loan, whether it's monthly, because you know you have dividends and all of that, depending on what form of investment you get into, whatever the loan was taken for, utilize it for that. I made that mistake in my younger years. I connect with Sister Terry on that. Another takeaway from the man of God, Brother Craig, when he shared that we should not only think about our own, you know, money or our own wealth. The Bible tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance for who? A righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. It's a generational thing. It's a cycle that is then passed on. And from generation to generation, that cycle will pass on. I can rest assured that Brother Nigel's children will know about the partner plan and saving and investing and how to manage and budget their money. You can tell that from Brother Ricketts and Brother Nigel that their children will know these things. They'll learn these things, right? Because these are men that are financial advisors. So amazing takeaways. Another one that really stuck out like a sore thumb. And it's for us Jamaicans, is that partner plan. And the blessing of it is, just as Brother Nigel shared, we don't have to depend on Auntie or Miss P or Brother Tom down the road throwing the partners. We can now go into the credit unions. We have JN Bank. There are different financial institution that allows it. And if you pay on time, you get interest. You're not leaving with the money that you expected to get. You'll gain interest from it. Amen. So, and oh yes, most important, tithing. The Bible tells us that we ought to bring our money into the storehouses. I know a lot of
Yes.
persons don't believe in tithing. They believe that they don't have to bring it into the storehouse. They can bless the poor. They can bless the needy. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we ought to bring our tithe into the storehouse. Into the storehouse. If you see a need, you can then go to your leader, say, oh, man of God, woman of God, you know, I know, but there's this need. I'm not sure if it's something that you can assist with or help with, and let the Lord, you know. Our leaders are gracious. The Lord will, you know, rest it on that person's heart and allow that person to be blessed. Or we just have to make the sacrifice and help out a brother or a sister that's in need. Amen. So
Amen.
yes, so we want to ensure that we are tithing. As my pastor would often say, which do you prefer? Is it better to have a blessed 90% or a curse 100%? Which you prefer? So let us be faithful in tithing. And another thing is, when we tithe, it's the that's the time when the Lord says, he says, prove me. So you can go to God and say, God, but I have been tithing. What is going on?
Yeah,
Why
that's
is there still
it.
a devourer at my door? What kind of cankerworm and palmer worm business is this? I have been tithing faithfully. What's happening? And the Lord will. He says, prove me. And we know God does not lie. So he will show us the way, and he will come through for us. So a lot of takeaways. There's so much. We can spend the whole night going over it again. And I truly was blessed. I was so
True.
excited all day.
True.
Excited, excited, excited to come to this seminar, to sit and to hear and to be blessed by these two knowledgeable men of God when it comes to finances. The Lord says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And based on what we're seeing, it's end times. And the Bible,
Come on.
our great commission,
Yes.
right? Needs to got my brain telling me 20 words at once. Our great commission is to go into the four corners of the world and preach the gospel. Gas prices gone through the roof. Flight prices is well expensive. So we should be at that place of expecting that overflow of finances and breakthrough so that we can go into the world and preach the gospel, share the gospel, whether through media or in person. Amen. So we know the wealth of the wicked is laid up. We know that the Lord wants to release this finance over us, and God is so good and gracious to us to give us this cheat code in anticipation for the financial release so that we can better balance, budget, and manage and be good stewards of our finances. Amen. So we are going to go into a time of prayer. I'll be praying over the servants of God for coming out and just sharing with us. So I ask you all, my brothers and sisters, that we join hands and hearts as we pray. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Most righteous Heavenly Father God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God, for preparing us, Almighty God, for this seminar, for this time of fellowship, Almighty God, for this time of sharing in how we can better manage our finances. Lord, even as I come to you in prayer, I ask, Lord, where myself, where my brothers and sisters, where we have been wayward or we have not been good steward, Lord God Almighty, of financial blessings that you have given unto us, that you forgive us, O Lord God Almighty, and lead us, Almighty God, into that righteous path, Lord God, that we will be good stewards of the financial blessings that you're releasing upon us. It is not by chance that you would have us, Lord God Almighty, to go through this season of fasting and purging and shifting of our minds and our hearts, so that when you bless us, Lord, we will continue to remain in you blameless and pure, that we will remain righteous and be cheerful. Give us, Lord God Almighty. And even as your men servants came, Lord God, and have shared with us their talents, your word says, Lord God Almighty, that for the person with the talent that utilizes it, shares it, invests it, pass it on to others, Lord God Almighty, and allow it to multiply. So as your men servant has came and they have shared their own experiences, their own knowledge with us, Lord God, so they're multiplying their talents, Almighty God. I thank you for promoting these two men of God in the realm of the spirit. Because Lord God, when you share that parable with us, you
Hallelujah.
Said the one who was faithful, Almighty God, in what was given, so he was promoted and given more. So Lord God, we thank you. I thank you for the open doors that will come, Almighty God, to these
yes,
two
Lord.
Men of God to go
Hallelujah.
Further, to share more, Almighty God, and to equip your people, oh Lord
Jesus.
God Almighty, to be ready for that financial overflow. And
yes.
even as you are they're sharing with us, Lord God, I thank you that they will continue to be good stewards, Almighty God,
yes,
for the
Lord.
Finances that you are releasing
Jesus.
Upon them, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Financial
yeah,
release
Jesus.
Over their children, Lord God, those that are in the natural and those to come. Financial release over their Almighty God. Their spouses, Lord God Almighty, financial release in their businesses, Lord God, and everything
Amen.
Concerning
Jesus.
Them.
In
Mighty
the
God,
of
we
Lord.
Declare a blessing
yeah.
over your men
yes,
servant,
Lord
God, as they
Hallelujah.
Came. They took their stance, Lord God, and shared with us to educate
Hallelujah.
And to edify us. I thank you, Lord God, for the
we
presentation,
you,
the display of excellence
yes,
and the time spent,
you,
Lord
Jesus.
God Almighty, to prepare and invest in us, your people. And I thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord,
that we, your people, receive, Almighty
Amen.
God,
Amen.
The change,
Amen.
Receive, Almighty God,
Hallelujah.
The knowledge, receive, Holy Righteous
yes,
Father,
Amen.
The shared wisdom that
My
has been
God.
Imparted
thank
upon
you,
us.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, that they will hear, Brother Nigel will hear, Brother Kirk, Brother Ricketts will hear, Lord God, of the
oh,
testimonies
God.
Of
My
how
God.
We have applied what was taught to us tonight,
My
Lord God. God. And how we're seeing the breakthrough, Almighty
Jesus.
God, that we're not being
Jesus,
careless
man.
With our credit cards, Lord God, or if
My
we're taking
God.
Out a loan that we can share that our businesses, Lord God Almighty, has increased. And now you have opened doors for us to be good stewards. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for blessing. Give them increased wisdom, Lord God.
Yes,
you said
Jesus.
Those who require it, we should ask it, and you will grant it unto us liberally.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for giving them, Almighty
thank
God, a
Jesus.
Generous increase of wisdom, Lord God, and knowledge, Almighty God, to further share, Holy Righteous Father, to us, your people, how we ought to better steward, Almighty God, our finances.
Oh,
I thank you for covering
yes,
them
Lord.
Under your blood, Almighty
Father
God, from the crown
God.
Of their
Jesus.
Heads to the
Jesus.
Sole of their feet. I thank you, Lord God, that in no way, shape, or form, thank you for increasing the spirit of discernment, that when
thank
you're
you.
Making financial decisions, it will be decisions ordained and ordered by you, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Decisions
Jesus.
Backed by heaven, that the Amen. Devil will not get a
Jesus.
Loophole or an opportunity
Amen.
To come, Almighty God, and to redirect, Almighty God, or to distract, Lord Jesus, or to throw off, Almighty God, these men of God from the path that you have set
Jesus.
Them on, but
oh,
that they will continue
Jesus.
To walk before you, Lord God, as your true servants. In the name
of
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We pray, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
in the name of Jesus.
Stand in agreement in Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Kenesha. Thank you so much for covering the men of God as they poured out. And at this time, we're going to invite Sister Shanique, who will come and do our vote of thanks.
Good night, everyone.
Night,
Good night.
Bless the Lord.
God be the glory. For what we have experienced and the information we have just received. What
Amen.
A timely session this has been from start to finish. I hope everyone had their pens and their books and they were making as we went.
Indeed.
It's recorded. We'll go and watch the recording.
Under the theme, From Death to Dominion, this session has truly been a reminder that God is concerned with every area of our lives, including our finances. And
true.
To remind us that when God is in the center, even our finances will come in divine order. So tonight we've been encouraged, we've been equipped, we've been corrected, we've been aligned with God's principles for stewardship and increase in our lives and our finances. On behalf of the Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, I extend our deepest gratitude to our incredible presenters, Mr. Craig Ricketts and our own Brother Nigel Robinson. We thank you. We thank you for pouring out your wisdom, your clarity, your truth, your experience into us tonight. You have given us the tools that are not only practical but transformational for our everyday lives. How we can budget, how we can save, how we can spend, how we can invest, how we can give, and how we can continue to trust God that He will help us in every part of our financial decisions. Prayer Portal family, we are called into action tonight. We are charged tonight. And tonight is a reminder that God has not called us to suffer endlessly, but He has called us to walk into wisdom, discipline, and authority over what He entrusted to us. We've been equipped to walk in a season of transformation and restoration. At the beginning of this year, one of our prayer and our declaration was that this year was going to be a year of restoration. So tonight is a part of that process, that we are going through a year of transformation and restoration. We will no longer be no slaves to the lenders, because tonight we are taking dominion. Debt only creates loss of dominion, but becoming debt free restores it. And that's what we are about tonight. Tonight, let us not just be inspired, but let us leave this platform being intentional, because dominion in itself happens through obedience, consistency, and faith to our faithful leaders, our members, and our visiting friends. We thank you for being a part of what God is doing for us tonight and right now. And most importantly, we continue to give the glory back to God, who teaches us to profit. Let us be empowered and walk boldly from death into dominion, because tonight we are saying enough is enough, and we are taking actions. God bless you, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people of God.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My soul and all that is within me.
Bless His holy name.
Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to add my bit of thank you as a leader to our presenters, Brother Nigel and Brother Craig, for so ably leading those presentations. You know, I've learned, I've written down, it's a lot. It was an extensive presentation from your brother Craig, and you have started something that I will need to dig into some more. But I've written down your number and your email address, because I want to hear more about mutual funds and, you know, how to invest in. I'm always skeptical of stock investment, but when I hear about mutual funds and I think about the food and the pharmaceutical industries that you spoke about, I'm like, well, you have a point there. So, you know, you kind of grab my interest. And so I'm going to be praying about it, but I will make contact with you to get some more information as to how. I don't know about anybody, but tonight, this is the gate. Yes.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he can share his presentation with us as well.
Please, Brother Craig, so I can share with the ministry. Amen?
Okay. Amen. Okay, I will.
Praise God. And so I am walking tonight, and I'm inviting you, join me. Let us walk from death to dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? And Amen. So the first step into taking dominion, or taking that authority over our finances, is becoming edified. Last week, Friday night, we would have had a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, praying from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. And we know that the gates in the spirit are opened. And now It when the gates are open, what does that mean? It means
We
there's a
walk
release.
through.
Yes,
Yeah.
there will be a release in our finances. So if you're not experiencing it yet, don't get disheartened. Don't be discouraged. Let us wait patiently and do our work diligently and apply some of the same principles because it won't happen overnight. You know, we pray and the gates are open, but we have to be practical. We have to be realistic. Faith without works dead. And so after that breakthrough in the spirit comes the edification tonight. The
Yes,
wisdom, first of all, to gain that wealth and to sustain it. Because it will, if it comes and we go back to our old tendencies, we're going back to our old ways. We're going back to debt. Amen. So when it comes, and it will come, you know, it'll come in Jesus' name. So when it comes, we are already edified. We know, first of all, how to make it come and how to sustain it when it comes unto the Lord God Almighty. So we're
Amen.
walking tonight in our suddenly. We're walking tonight from death to dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank you, man of
Amen.
God. May the Lord continue to bless you, continue to pour into you. And as you have poured out wisdom tonight, may He deposit fresh wisdom into you that you will continue to grow. Your knowledge in finances will continue to expand, that you will continue to edify the body of Christ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you to each of us who have joined us tonight. I hope that you are, even if you haven't garnered a lot, your interest has been piqued. And so it's more, you know, you're encouraged to dig more. Amen. That's even if that's the case, that's a start. I know where I am and I'm rejoicing because lack of knowledge of people perish. Sister Camille now perish in Jesus' name because she is becoming edified. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so I charge you tonight as you leave. If you don't do anything else, remember that emergency fund. Both speakers spoke about it. Start that emergency fund. 500 Jamaican dollars, 20 US dollars. It doesn't matter how small it is. But if you make it up in your mind that I'm going to put this aside, I'm going to be consistent with this, and I'm going to be disciplined. I mean, I use the buy no ice cream, I go put it on. I mean, I mean, I feel for something nice and use the buy it. Amen.
No
Jamaican life,
whiskey,
you feel for
no
something nice.
pizza.
But we're going to put it down in Jesus' name and say, that is for my emergency fund. Amen. We have to be
Amen.
disciplined. We have to know that it is there and it's not there because it's not for the purpose of buying a piece of KFC. Not true, Brother Nigel? Amen. Bless the Lord. And so, as we get ready to go tonight, I'm going to be doing that closing prayer and then I'm going to send you off with a benediction. But before I do, is there anyone who has anything, any input, any final remarks, any comments that you want to share? I'm going to open the floor very briefly and allow you to speak in Jesus' name.
Amen. I just want to
Camille.
comment. I just want to commend our speakers, Brother Ricketts. We want to welcome you again to the platform, Brother Nigel. And the knowledge that you have imparted to us, it leaves me in a space, a place of I want to just grab a hold of my finance by the head, you know, and really put it where it take dominion over it. You know, it want me to take back the stand of erecting a more a budget, you know, a more workable budget and stuff. It really edifies me, and I just want to bless God for you both, giving yourself, preparing yourself to come on a platform like this, you know, and delivering with such confidence. I feel like I'm in the room with you both. I feel like we're all in a room together as you present. It was so personal and so close to us, and you did it with such liberty, you know, as if you know us, you know, and it must be the Holy Spirit that was in charge that would give you that liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Bless God for you all.
Yes. Thank you. A quick one for me is grabs me is that the mindset, our mindset shapes our money habits. You have a good mindset, you know what you really want to achieve, and having your mind set on the Lord, what you need to do, and that habit.
Habits are something that is hard to break, as Sister Camille mentioned, that you feel for something nice, so you go take the little savings and you go buy something nice. Tomorrow you look, you don't have anything. Brother Nigel also mentioned that when he took sick, all of his funds went down. And so the investment, as Brother Craig had said, in food and medicine, you can't go wrong. And that is so true. And that's my takeaway. Thank you so much.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Somebody else was saying something. Somebody said, Sister Camille. All right. Anybody else wants to give any input before we close?
You, hi, hello, good night,
Hi,
everyone.
Sister Desiree.
Also, you don't need a lot to invest. You can start from like $10. So you don't normally person have the mindset, hey, I don't have the money or I don't have a certain amount of money to invest. You don't need to have a lot of money to invest. You can start from $1 or $10, whatever it is, but it is good to start investing now.
Amen. Praise God. Some of us love coffee and we can't do without coffee. And if we should ever put that coffee money, I tell you, it's a sacrifice. But to the way some of us drink coffee, it's a lot. You or smoke cigarette. Well, not on the platform, but you know, these bad habits that are not good for our bodies. And we spend the money on that. And if we should put it away, you'd be frightened to know how that money grows. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. All right, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I will close now in prayer. Bless the Lord. Father God, we thank you tonight for who you are. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the insight to have this financial seminar for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you made available the presenters that they could come with their knowledge that you and wisdom that you would have deposited in them, Lord God Almighty, to come and share, to share of their experiences and how, Lord God Almighty, we can learn. Oh God Almighty, from their experiences to go from debt to dominion, we can
Mighty
take
God.
authority over our finances. And as that prophetic statement is released tonight, Lord God, I
Name
release it over the
Jesus.
platform, over every person
Hallelujah.
within the
Name of
hearing of
Jesus.
my voice. We are declaring tonight that though we have debts, Lord God Almighty, the time will come in short order when we will
Order in
testify
the name
on this
of
very
Jesus.
platform,
Yes,
hallelujah, that we
Lord
have gone
Jesus.
from debt. And now we are in dominion, oh
Yes,
God Almighty,
Lord.
with control, with authority over our finances through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you tonight, Lord God Almighty, for the turnout, for the persons who came and who heard your
Thank you,
word. We
Jesus.
pray that it will
Hallelujah.
rest with them, Lord God,
Thank you,
will
Lord.
stir up something within them, oh God, an interest that they may want to learn more in the name of
In
Jesus.
the
May the
name of
Holy Spirit
Jesus, my God.
facilitate this process, Lord God
In the name
Almighty.
of
May this
Jesus.
word that would have gone forth be a seed, Lord God
In the name.
Almighty, that
Oh
will
God,
take
yes,
root, will
Lord.
germinate, and through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it will grow into becoming a tree and bear fruit, because that is how we're going to arise out of debt, oh God, and walk in the dominion that you have in store for us, Lord God. Grant us the wisdom as we seek after you. Change our mindsets, Almighty
Yes,
God, so
Lord
that our
God.
renewed
In the
mind and
name
our
of
mind stayed
Jesus.
on you, oh God, will influence the habits, oh God Almighty, that we partake in, Lord God. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to be disciplined to exercise,
Yes,
oh God, the
Lord.
fruit of the Spirit,
Name of Jesus.
self-control, not to spend impulsively, not to just feel for something nice and just spend, oh God Almighty, not to spend to compare ourselves with others, because as we would have been reminded tonight, Lord God Almighty, that we are here for different purposes, so we can't compare our finances,
Mighty
Lord God.
God.
But
Oh,
we should
God.
look to you, that you would give us the wisdom to write our budget and to bring us little by little, oh God Almighty, debt, one debt at a time, until we have
Time.
become debt free.
My
Oh God,
God.
show us how to
Jesus.
break down
Oh, God. Mighty
our
God.
budget, to write our salaries,
Jesus.
to write our expenses, Lord God Almighty, and to find the difference, to put aside something for savings. Yes, it is hard sometimes, Lord, but teach us how to do it.
Jesus, Lord.
$2,000. Help us to make that discipline, Lord God. Yes, it means that some things we may have to put down. But Lord, you know what those wants are. The things that we don't necessarily need to survive. The thing that we can do without. Lord, help us to make that choice to put away something, you know, emergency fund, to put away something
for saving, Lord God.
We have been edified, Lord God Almighty. Teach us how to apply this word to our temporal lives. Help us to live with a different mindset. We cannot come and hear the word, oh God Almighty, and go back to do the same things and expect a different result. But
my
help
God.
Us to change our actions, Lord God.
My
and then
God.
We will experience a change
Jesus.
In the results that we experience. We pray for a blessing tonight. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will continue to move among us, continue to cover us. Oh God, bless Elder Edwards, who did the devotion. Mighty God, bless Deacon Scott, who did the welcome. Sister Terry, the icebreaker. Sister Nadine, oh God Almighty, who would have introduced the speakers. Sister Kenesha, who prayed. Sister Shanique, the vote of thanks. Lord God, the presenters, the hearers of the word. Let us leave tonight, oh God Almighty, with a blessing.
Hallelujah. In the name,
of Jesus Christ. As I speak
Hallelujah.
Over our finances, Lord God, I am declaring Jesus Christ in Jesus' name that the chains of debt are broken tonight.
Hallelujah.
And I declare abundance through the power of the Holy Spirit, abundance through application of the knowledge of God tonight, abundance through consistency, abundance through discipline, Almighty God. Teach us how to be consistent and to be disciplined in our ways, Lord God, to apply our work, oh God Almighty, with the faith in you, oh God, and then we will be able to experience that abundance which we so, oh God Almighty, seek after. Bless us tonight, Lord. And as we depart one from another, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us. We pray that you will cover us under your blood. We pray that you will guide us, Almighty God, on our path going forward in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, those of us going to work tomorrow and we're tired. Those of us going to work tonight, may we experience a refreshing from the Holy Spirit of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God. God bless you, people
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Can we just release a praise? And as we release, we're doing it prophetically to say from death to dominion in Jesus' name. Release that praise in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Yes,
you.
I hear you. Live in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. And so, people of God, as you go tonight, go walking in the power of God. You're walking from death to dominion. Come on, let us change our mindset.
Yes.
We're rich enough in Jesus' name.
Rich.
Persons who are rich, remember, they have good habits. So let us change the ones that we know that God don't want us to have. Amen? Change our mindset. Change the bad habit.
Hold my reach.
Through the knowledge that we have applied here tonight, what we have learned here tonight, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will teach us how to apply it. And if we need clarity, we can always reach out. Reach out to me. I'll put you on to Brother Craig. Or if you have his number, reach out to Brother Nigel. You know, the more edified we become, the greater the chances of us walking out of debt in dominion. God bless you tonight.
God bless you.
Brother Nigel.
Jane, Mickey, Sister Keisha. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Amen. Keisha. God